Tuesday, board members focused on what they might have to cut from schools that serve large numbers of students who receive free and reduced price lunch. Here's Board Chair Paula Wright.
If this goes forward and we lose as a district, as a state, access to district-wide Title I funds, we will not be able to provide the additional resources, in particular, that Title I schools need.
Schools that serve a large number of low-income students get federal Title I dollars. Duval normally takes about $15 million and uses it for programs all of those students can use, including city-year academic interventionists, graduation coaches, and special field trips. But the bill wouldn't allow that. Instead, it gives schools all the dollars directly. Board members say while some schools may be able to pay for many of the initiatives on their own, others would be lucky to scrounge up enough for one academic coach. Former Duval School Board member Jason Fisher, now a Jacksonville Republican representative, voted in favor of the changes and says Title I dollars should follow students directly and allow principals to decide what to fund. The board is trying to work out next year's budget with uncertainty from Tallahassee, while at the same time, Superintendent Nikolai Vitti is expected to leave to become Detroit superintendent by the end of the school year. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.